Carol O'Fourey, weekdays 9 a.m. till 12, East Coast Radio.
Yes, I love Wednesdays. Absolutely live for Wednesdays. No, it's not because certain places sell burgers, two for the price of one, but actually for Woman Crush Wednesday. She is in the house. I'm so excited. I've worn many of her beautiful, exquisite, make you look prettier, accentuating pieces because she is one of South African top designers. I'm talking about the beautiful Sibum Simang. She's in the building. Now, here's a picture for those of you who've never encountered her, okay? She's a businesswoman. She's an entrepreneur. She's a philanthropist. She's also a qualified chef. I will tell you, she currently stocks her signature clothes in the store she co-founds called The Fifth. It's a boutique located out in Glenwood. I visit there very often. She also does basic sewing classes as well, which she says she absolutely enjoys. Her future plans include opening a Sibu Msimang boutique store as well as her own restaurant. And judging from the nibbles I had at the party the other day that you made, honey, we're coming to eat. We're coming to serve. But outside of that, she's also currently supporting an orphanage in Umlazi, trying to get sponsorships and donations of food and clothing. Ladies and gentlemen, those of you on Facebook who are joining us, because you can watch on Facebook Live, please welcome Sibu Msimang. It's so beautiful to have you in studio. How are you? Are you wearing Sibu Msimang?
Thank you so much. Yes, of course.
What a beautiful day. It's giving. I can't wait to wear.
Thank you so much.
Let's talk about your beginnings, right? You started off, I'm assuming, learning to be a chef.
Yes.
That was the first career path.
Yes.
Talk to us about that and what made you fall into that space.
I actually wanted to be a dietitian.
Mm-hmm.
And then there were people from the Royal Hotel who came to our school to do a presentation.
Yeah.
And then I became interested in doing that course. And then I trained for 3 years. Was it 99?
Right.
Oh, okay. I'm revealing my age now.
It's okay, Boo, 99.
Okay, I'm old, guys. Okay, it was 1999, 2000, 2001.
Yeah.
And then I finished the training and then I got a job in Montclair.
Okay.
At a lodge as assistant kitchen supervisor.
Wow.
And then every morning I used to go to the library because I started work at 10. So every morning at about 7:30, I'd go to the library in town.
Did you enjoy reading? Is that why you land
up
in the library?
Yes, I did.
Because I'd be at the convenience store buying snacks.
So every morning without fail, I'd be at the library.
Right.
And then this bright yellow book just popped and said, read me, read me. So the title of the book was Do It, A Guide to Living Your Dreams.
Wow.
The book was all about how we get stuck in comfort zones and how we, for some reason, you are afraid to just go after what you really want,
mm-hmm,
you know.
Mm-hmm.
So after reading the book, I said, no, man, I want to study fashion design.
Wow.
I went and spoke to my mother, and my mother was like,
you think money grows on trees?
How?
Chef,
no, designer. You're going to leave a job and go study fashion.
Yeah. Right.
So it took a while, but eventually she just let me be.
Right.
And then I enrolled at DUT, and
yeah,
then I studied for 3 years. And then after finishing my diploma, I went and supplied the space.
Yeah.
And the first one was in Gateway. And
right, then the I space did Joburg, in Gateway. Mm-hmm.
And then I did Joburg. And yeah, I've done like countless fashion shows and magazines, TV interviews.
All of that.
Yeah, all of
you
that.
Have done it all.
Thank you so much.
And here you are today. And most people will say they're chefs and they focus on being chefs and they do that space. You have a very colorful career, like a CV that's very colorful. And outside of that, you're also a mom. Like at your fashion show, your kids were running around.
I'm a mom of two.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm a mom of two.
Yeah. And how do you do that? I mean, you literally have two career paths, chef, which you're still doing, and then also designing. And then also, you know, mom is a full-time job.
Yeah,
so
it is.
How are you doing all of this?
I think because my kids are older, so they don't need me to be there like 24/7.
Right.
They are very independent, so they can do, you know,
right,
things on their own. But it's challenging. It's difficult.
Yeah.
And on top of that, you still want to have a social life.
Right.
You know?
And you got to have a social life.
It's hard, but I think it's just finding a balance.
Yeah. That helps you get it through it, right?
Yes.
I also want to chat a bit about this orphanage that you're supporting.
Mm.
Why the philanthropic work?
Actually, a couple of years ago, we were, you know, when this whole social media thing was like big, oh, no, you need to take content and post. You know, there's a friend of mine, Unoma, Nomalungelo Mkhize. She's also a designer. She started with a modeling agency. Her agency is called Embrace Your Curves, EYC. So Noma and I came up with this idea. I was like, okay, let's find an orphanage. You can just go there and just buy paint and paint and make it look nice and take content. And then we went to the owner of the orphanage and spoke to her about possibly coming back and trying to help and do all those things.
Yeah.
And she said, okay, it's fine. You can come back anytime.
Yeah.
And then years, months went by, you know, I always had this thing like, no, man, I promise to go back.
Yeah.
I promise to go back. So so this thing has been sitting on me, weighing heavily in my heart.
Right.
But I wasn't taking any action. Until my heart got broken.
What happened?
My heart got broken to a point when I was where I was like, okay, God, what now?
What now?
Not this again. And then I remembered, it's like God said to me, remember you said you were going to go back there and help. So that's where we went there, I think, in February this year. And unfortunately, the owner of the orphanage had passed away. I believe that God called me into philanthropy.
Yeah.
Through heartbreak.
So when you say heartbreak, as in like a guy.
Yes, as in like a man.
Okay. All right, thanks for the clarity. What is the name of the orphanage, by the way?
It's called Bambisalda Children's Home. It's in U Section, Umlazi.
Okay.
Yeah, there's kids there. There's a boy who's in grade 10 who doesn't have an ID, doesn't have a birth certificate.
Wow.
There's another girl who finished matric 2 years ago. She wants to be an actress and
Work
she can't do
hard.
Anything. She can't even apply. She can't even.
Sure. All
so right. It's heartbreaking, but we are just trying to see what we can do using our contacts.
Fantastic. Yeah. Well, we're going to chat more about you, your business, and then also in the next section, we like to inspire women. So we'd love your words of encouragement of how you've been able to keep this business and everything afloat with all the heartbreak that you've just mentioned. We'll go into details with Sibu Msimang next.
Carol Ofori, KZN's number one hit music station, East Coast Radio.
It is KZN's number one hit music station. That's East Coast Radio. Join us on Facebook Live because we are live on Facebook. It's a Woman Crush Wednesday. And you know, every Wednesday we make that appointment and we are live. Jessica, we are live. And today, if this woman doesn't live up to the words, just do it, chase your dreams, then I don't know, because that's exactly what she's done. She qualified as a chef, started working as a chef, enjoyed going to the library and reading books, and next thing, she was inspired to take on another path that said fashion. And in both industries, excelling incredibly beautiful. She's also a mom as well, a philanthropist, and so much more. We're talking about the ever so gracious and humble Sibu Msimang. As I've mentioned, I've worn so many of your beautiful pieces. Like, your clothes are so beautiful. I mean, you're wearing one of your beautiful pieces. You make such beautiful clothes. And funny, when I go to the shop, for example, and I put something on without having looking at the tag, I can tell this is a Sibu piece, and that's how distinct your pieces are. Speaking of sewing, and you also do sewing classes, how does one get in touch with you if they want to get in, do the sewing classes, and where do they happen and how does it work?
I actually used to do them from my flat.
Okay.
I was renting a flat in Westridge,
right?
And when COVID hit, unfortunately, I had to go back home because
because
life.
right.
Yeah, so I stopped, but it's something I really enjoy. Actually, my mother's a teacher. My sister's a teacher.
Right.
Two of my aunts are teachers.
Right.
So everybody at home is a teacher.
Right.
So I thought, okay, why not? I can also teach.
Yeah, you're going to teach. You're going to teach the sewing. I love that.
Yeah, it's something I really enjoy, but it's something I'm just... trying to organize to maybe start in June.
In June.
Yeah.
Okay, so people will watch your social media at Sibu Msimang for more of that. And then, of course, for the food side of things, you do small intimate events. That's by Chef Sibu. I want to go into the fifth. You guys just celebrated your fourth birthday?
Yes, fourth birthday.
And the story of the store, which is out in Glenwood, where you can find different KZN designers with their clothes there. the story of the store opening in 2020, and obviously you guys got together, you ladies got to get together thinking, yay, this is the year 2020, we're going to do it. And then COVID hit, and you had to reinvent yourselves as a business.
Very quickly.
And then fast forward a couple of years later, you were hardly hit by the looting.
Yeah, we were hit by the looting. Luckily, we were able to hide the clothes.
Yeah.
We were able to take most of the clothes out of the shop.
Right.
So they only found, you know, those bits and pieces under the desk.
But they damaged the property by breaking in.
Yeah, they damaged the property.
Sure.
Yeah.
And what would you say is your advice to any person who wants to follow their dreams? Because you clearly have followed not only one, two, and then there's like another 15 waiting for you to just see.
Of course. We don't stop.
You don't stop. What do you say to somebody who wants to follow their dreams?
I'd say stay true to yourself. Stay true to what feels natural and true to you, you know. It's taking me like 40 years to find myself. I'd say 40 years.
Yeah.
But the most important is stay true to what is inside of you. You know, we are all on earth for a different reason. So there's a reason that you are here. There's a reason you are where you are. But you have to accept also that you have a responsibility to yourself to make the change if where you are doesn't feel like doesn't feel good to you.
I think that's powerful, that you know, you saying that you have a responsibility to yourself,
not just to yourself, especially when you've brought children into this world. It's your responsibility to make sure ukuthi bazokhula babe ma functional human beings who are able to stand up for themselves, independent and good people.
Good people. Geez, Sibu, it's so beautiful to have you in studio.
Thank you so much.
Congratulations on all your amazing achievements. I look forward to seeing you live out more of your dreams. You clearly are like a shining light of how living out dreams is, from chef to designer to mommy to teacher to all of it.
It takes a lot of hard work. I'm here because of my mother's prayers.
Amen.
I'm here because of my grandmother and her grandmother, they laid the foundation for me. So I'm here because of them, because of their prayers. I'm not just here because, you know, I'm lucky. No, it's not luck.
It's
hard work. It's consistency.
Prayer.
It's being true to yourself. It's letting go of things that don't serve you.
Yeah.
You know?
That's the hardest part for some people.
It is.
Well, congratulations. Sibu Msimang, everybody. Follow her on social media for more. The fifth is the store with the fashions, honey. Like 90% of my wardrobe is fifth, okay? And thank you so much.
Thank you so
really
much.
Really appreciate
for
it. There we go, everybody. The amazing Sibu Msimang.
Carol Ofori, East Coast Radio.